Hi, I'm Patricia Elder, and I'm the lab manager at the School of Medicine at the University of Nevada in Reno. I'll be 60 years old this year, and this is a second career for me. I don't know, but I may be the only anatomical embalmer for a university in the state. I guess I always thought I'd make a good funeral director. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of loss in my life, and I think I needed to just get my hands around, you know, the dead. I started looking on the internet, and I found that UNR had a position open for an embalmer in the anatomy department. So this is the embalming space with a funeral home. You know, the idea is for a viewing that you would embalm the body, and you just want to make the body presentable for the family and friends, right? You would use maybe a gallon, maybe 2 gallons of fluid and water, and that's enough to preserve the body. In anatomical embalming, the process is much longer and we use a lot more fluid. And instead of just a gallon or a gallon and a half, right, we would put 3, 6, 9, sometimes 12 gallons of fluid that includes water. From the time that we inject the fluid, it's good to let them, in a sense, cure. So 30 days is a good amount of time for them to be on the shelf. But given that, then they can be on the shelf indefinitely. Most of the bodies are used up, or they're just down to the head. They've already dissected all the arms. They're in pieces now, right? Because the students in their learning have taken apart everything. I would say that the median age of my cadavers are probably maybe late 70s. I've had them over 100 years old, and I think the youngest I've had is about 50. We have first-year medical students, and on those bodies out there, one of the first things they do is skin the body. We bring each body in here, and we have a couple of instructors, and we remove the cranium off the top, and we then put them back out, and then the students remove the brains. We use every part of these bodies. Could you put on gloves, and could you help me just lift the... If we lift it too fast, we're going to get splashed, and we don't want to get splashed, so we're just going to go real slow and just push down. We embalm someone with alcohol, and he'll be in that tank for years and years to come, so all the skin is off, and look at all the muscles that we have. Look at all the nerve endings, and we wonder why our feet, our hands, our face are sensitive, right? Here's our intestines. It's a rib cage, right? Look at our heart. Look at the aorta. That's a lot of blood that gets pumped through. Here's lungs. Yeah, feel how soft that is. There's the beginning of our spinal cord.
As long as you can keep them well preserved, well moist, and no one really pokes too hard at them, or then they'll stay pretty good.
I would really love to show you that other lab. Now that's impressive. So the bodies that we have over there are unembalmed. We put a solution through them that has very little embalming products. Mostly it's just a fresh rinse to take the blood out of the body and give it a good smell and just stop it from, you know, any kind of decay, like right from the get-go. And then we freeze them. That's the freezer, so I'll show it to you.
This is our uterus rack. These females have uteruses, which are hard to come by.
This body we used for REMSA last week, she's still in there. She's 97 years old. We'll bring her out on Thursday. They'll perform knee surgery on her, and then she'll go back in the freezer. I'm going to wash my hands, and we're out of here. The last 10 years has really been a whirlwind. I wouldn't trade it. But I'm doing, for the first time in my career life, I'm doing exactly what I feel I'm called to do.